The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, August 22, 2022. The commentary for this week was written by Patricia Marks, an ordained Episcopal deacon in the Diocese of Georgia after retiring from teaching English at Valdosta State University. The commentary for Monday, August 22nd, begins as follows from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 56. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. After 30 years of teaching, I laugh when I say I never intended to spend my career facing a room full of strangers. Once I got over my nervousness, though, I discovered that hidden in each student was an undiscovered world, if only I could find the door. The sullen girl was terrified because she was the first in her family to go to college. The boy hiding under his cap wanted to be a poet. The list is endless, but the lesson is simple. Beneath flesh and blood is the real person. Jesus' lesson strikes home. Many saw only his outward appearance. Jesus was an itinerant preacher, the son of a carpenter, someone who looked quite ordinary. Yet he healed and taught. He offered the true food of God's word to all who would listen. His tangible flesh and blood were more than they seemed. He was and is the bread that came down from heaven, offering eternal life to all those who listen. Jesus is the teacher beyond all teachers, opening our doors to the glorious gift of eternal life. Now the entire scriptural passage for today. This is from John 6, verses 52 to 59. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The moving forward question for this day, do you judge a book by its cover? Now let's turn to the commentary for Tuesday, August 23rd. It begins as follows, also from the Gospel of John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. The disciples find Jesus' teaching about the Spirit to be difficult. Who can accept it, they ask. The most important lessons are often the hardest. Words, for instance, are so much more than letters. Learning a foreign language brings that lesson home. It isn't just spelling the words correctly. It is hearing and seeing people use them that truly teaches you the language. We learn to hear by listening to this child born in a manger. This one who, in human form, is the Son of God, sacrificed for our sakes. Just as his words are not letters or sounds, he is not merely flesh and blood. It is Simon Peter who points the way, saying, "You have the words of eternal life." Listening to those words of eternal life will open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts. If we look past flesh and blood, if we look through the words to the meaning, we are given a new life. And by hearing his words as spirit and life, we too become the disciples of Christ. And now the full scripture for this day from John 6, verses 60 to 71, the words of eternal life. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the 12, was going to betray him. The moving forward question for this day to contemplate is, what part of Jesus' teachings do you find most difficult? How can you study and learn more about these aspects? The commentary for Wednesday, August 24th, is as follows. From Luke chapter 22, verse 27. "For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves." Some time ago, a letter to our local editor complained that university teachers did not deserve a pay raise since they taught only a few classes each day. I was horrified. What about preparation and grading and advising? What about committee work and conferences? Teachers are workers. They're 24/7 for their students. Jesus, who worked every day, every minute of his life, healing and feeding and helping, redefines our understanding of leadership. The disciples standing in front of God's own Son argue about which of them should be regarded as the greatest. Jesus upends their assumption about social standing by pointing out that the true leader is a worker, like the one who serves. As servants and workers, the disciples are given a special promise, a place at his table, in his kingdom. Jesus is our leader, our teacher too. Though his death and resurrection, or through his death and resurrection, he gives us the greatest gift of all. May we, as his servants, follow him, knowing that he stands by us as we continue our work. And now the full passage from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 24 to 30. The dispute about greatness. "A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the moving forward question for this day is it time to send a note of encouragement to one of your teachers? Now let's turn to the commentary for Thursday, August 25th. It's as follows, beginning with the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 14 to 15. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews were astonished at it, saying, "How does this man have such learning when he has never been taught?" Book learning is very different from experience. Theories about teaching take flight when you're faced with a class of rowdy students. Until your hands are covered with flour, you haven't truly understood a recipe. In short, experience counts, no matter what. There is no question that Jesus has learned Mosaic law, but he also teaches with his own authority. As he says, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." Even though Jesus has been guided by the greatest teacher of all, his accusers are amazed, asking, "How does this man have such learning?" Unlike them, he follows the Spirit, not the letter of the law. They, however, judge by rules and regulations, because they are angry that he cared for others and healed on the Sabbath. Their search for the Messiah is in vain. If we are to learn one of Jesus' great lessons, we will experience Christ by reaching out to others, putting mercy above all else. In that way, we follow the embodiment of God's will. And now the complete scripture for this day. It is from John chapter 7, verses 14 through 36. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews were astonished at it, saying, "How does this man have such learning when he has never been taught?" Then Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own. Those who speak on their own seek their own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and there is nothing false in him. Did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keeps the law? Why are you looking for an opportunity to kill me? The crowd answered, "You have a demon. who is trying to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I perform one work, and all of you are astonished. Moses gave you circumcision. It is, of course, not from Moses, but from the patriarchs. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I healed a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Is this the Christ?" Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they are trying to kill? And here he is speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. Yet many in the crowd believed in him and were saying, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little while longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will search for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will search for me and you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" And the moving forward question for this day is, how can you have a more hands-on faith? The commentary for Friday, August 26th, is as follows, beginning with John chapter 7, verses 50 and 51. Nicodemus, who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" For me, heroes are explorers who venture to mountaintops and sea bottoms, caverns and thick forests. They go fearlessly into uncharted territories and return with glorious discoveries. Nicodemus is one of these, a hero who visits Jesus at night to ask important questions. For him, knowledge outshines fear. Nicodemus steps up again when the Pharisees attack Jesus during the Feast of the Tabernacles, also known as the Festival of the Booths. This time it is in public, where everyone knows him as a member of the Sanhedrin. His reputation and life at risk, Nicodemus nonetheless insists that the law, hearing before judging, is the reason to listen to Jesus. Like a good explorer, he is unafraid to venture into dangerous territory. Nicodemus teaches us to ask questions honestly and listen to the answers, a living example of what Jesus says, "Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now from John chapter 7, verses 37 to 52, on the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." And the moving forward question for this day, who are some of your heroes of faith? Now we'll turn to the commentary for Saturday, August 27th. It begins with John chapter 8, verse 12. "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" In August 2017, we traveled 10,500 feet up Rendezvous Mountain in Wyoming to see the total solar eclipse. It was a beautiful day. Even the deep shadows across the canyon were transfixed by the glorious vibrancy of the sunlight. Holding telescopes and cameras, we waited impatiently for the moment. Then it happened. As the moon's shadow inexorably devoured the light, everything, humans, birds, cicadas, quieted down until the stillness was almost palpable. Darkness. Silence. It truly felt as if the end of life itself was approaching. Then a glimmer appeared. Birds started chirping, and then glory. Hallelujah. The sun began to shine with ever-increasing brightness, as if Jesus were there saying, "I am the light of the world." Often we allow despair to eclipse his light, yet his light is always there. The way up the mountain may be difficult, but he will light our path and the sun will shine. Now the full scripture for this day, from John 8, verses 12 to 20, "Jesus, the light of the world. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.' Then the Pharisees said to him, 'You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid.' Jesus answered, 'Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. Judge no one. Yet even I do judge. My judgment is valid. For it is not I alone who judge, it is I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf.' Then they said to him, 'Where is your Father?' Jesus answered, 'You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also.' He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come." The moving forward question for this day, pray for Jesus to help open your eyes to the light. And now the commentary for Sunday, August 28th, beginning with Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Walking the labyrinth has always been a joy. I may go in grieving and questioning, but meditating in the center gives the gift of peace. Some years ago, though, after retiring and making plans galore to travel and write, I surprised myself by shouting silently but angrily, "What shall I do?" Suddenly, out of nowhere, the answer came, "Be patient. Patient." I thought, That doesn't just mean to be tolerant. It comes from the word for suffer. Be patient turned out for me to mean joy, because it became my call to the diaconate, a life-changing vocation to go wherever God sent me and to speak whatever He commanded. I learned that our lives are like labyrinths. We often seem to be walking in endless circles. The promise, though, is that we will reach peace and resurrection, seeing Christ as the center, yesterday, today, and forever. In truth, we are all sent not just to walk that path, but to help others see the center. We are all asked to speak God's message that a new life awaits us. All we need to do is be patient. And the full scripture for this day is from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 8 and 15 and 16. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through Him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess His name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The moving forward question for today, how can you practice patience today? And that's all that we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and with other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us much better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. Amen. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentary next week from Forward Day by Day, a publication of forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time.